The two-year state budget is headed to a conference committee this week to work out significant differences between the House and Senate versions. And there isn't much time to deal because the budget must be signed by Sunday night. Both budgets have income tax cuts, the House 6.6%, the Senate 8%. And the House budget requires no income taxes for people making under $22,250 a year. The Senate budget lowers that bottom level by $500. This isn't exactly what Governor Mike DeWine wanted with what he proposed in March.
You can look to our budget that we presented as where we think we should be, and that is really no tax changes.
DeWine also said he didn't want a change in the deduction that allows many small businesses to take the first $250,000 of their income tax-free. The House dropped that to $100,000. The Senate restored it to $250,000, saying the change was a tax increase. All told, the House budget's tax cut is $216 million over 2 years. The Senate's is around $700 million. But the Senate also expanded the tobacco products tax to e-cigarettes and vaping products, and would allow those who are 18 by October to continue to buy tobacco products, though all versions of the budget raise the buying age to 21. Both budgets include DeWine's $550 million for wraparound services targeted to low-income school districts for counseling, food, and after-school programs. The House added $125 million to that, directing it specifically to poorer districts. But the Senate moved that extra money into vouchers and to aid to fast-growing, better-off districts that have had their state funding capped. House Speaker Larry Householder wasn't pleased.
I know there was money that went to some of the wealthier schools, the cap schools, and I kind of thought that's where it went, sort of a rob from the poor and give to the rich kind of a thing.
But Senate Finance Chair Matt Dolan says there are concerns about putting too much money into that new wraparound services fund right now.
Ultimately, if it's rolled out correctly, it's going to be a great program. But it's $500 million and it's brand new and school starts in 2 months. So the idea of throwing another $125 million at it when there are some realistic questions and hurdles about how to administer it did not make sense to us.
In an attempt to settle the long-standing issue of graduation requirements, the Senate's budget includes a set of standards with non-testing options. The House budget doesn't, but it dissolves academic distress commissions, which have managed the state's takeovers of the Youngstown, Lorain, and East Cleveland school districts. The Senate version scraps that. Republican Senate Education Chair Peggy Lehner says abandoning those commissions is dangerous.
These are schools that have not done well for some time. If they had the ability to do this on their own, they would have done it.
Speaking of kids, DeWine's budget doubled funding for children's services to $60 million. The House doubled that, and the Senate agreed. And the Senate added $10 million to help parents of multi-system youth avoid relinquishing custody to get their kids specialized treatment. Both budgets put money into the H2 Ohio Water Quality Fund. The House put in $86 million, the Senate $172 million. But drugs and movies are two other points of contention. The House wanted a single pharmacy benefits manager for Medicaid. The Senate cut that. And the Senate restored the $40 million film tax credit that the House eliminated. For the last decade, budget votes have been along party lines, but this time both versions have widespread Democratic support. And as House Minority Leader Amelia Sykes tells it, it almost seems like it's a battle between chambers rather than parties.
The Senate version wasn't terrible, but it wasn't as good as what we saw in the House. So we will certainly be working in conference committee to ensure more of those priorities that we saw in the House version of the budget end up being in the final version that the governor signs.
But Sykes says Democrats are concerned about the tax cuts in both budgets and will fight for funding for wraparound services and against academic distress commissions and vouchers, and will watch for changes that could make Medicaid less accessible. A few other notes, the House budget would allow only school districts facing fiscal emergency to put money questions on August special election ballots. And the Senate budget pushes next year's presidential primary to a week later in March and extends a moratorium on new fireworks wholesaler and dealer licenses until the end of next year. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.